This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, guys, it's time for a staycation setup. Can we all say good morning to Ashley?
Morning, girl.
Morning.
So, Ashley, what's going on with your boyfriend? Is it Tyler?
Yes, it's Tyler. I think he might be cheating on me. I'm not sure, but I think maybe something might be going on.
Let's go through this together. Like, when did those suspicions start for you?
It was last week. Something happened really weird. We were hanging out and having dinner. I was cleaning up afterwards. He said he was going to go in the room and do some work. Fine. And when I was done and I came in, he just, like, slammed his laptop shut, threw it under the bed, and was totally startled that I was there.
Maybe he was looking at, you know, some adult video.
Maybe he was just excited that you entered the room to do some adult thing.
I don't know. He was being weird about it. He wasn't excited to see me, and honestly, he knows I don't care.
Okay.
I mean, I asked him, like, what was that all about, and he's just casual about it. Oh, nothing. Just, I'm done with my work. And I'm like, okay.
Has this happened a lot of times, or is this just one time?
It was just this one time, but he has blown me off a couple times. He says he had a work obligation at the last minute, and that happened a couple times. So now it's things are adding up, and I'm starting to wonder what's going on. I'm trying to pick my battles, but when it all, like, adds up, you can't help but wonder.
That would be weird. I'd never slam my laptop shut that fast.
I think you're right, Anish. I think this probably he was on some adult sites. I mean, I've maybe done that.
I would never.
A few times in my life. You know what I mean? It's embarrassing, especially if you're a person you don't know how they feel about it. Does he share that he goes on sites, or you kind of just know he does?
I mean, he's a man. They all do. I don't, you know, I'm not going to interrogate him about it, but I'm sure he does, and I truly am not bothered by it. That's just what men do, you know?
Do you suspect anybody?
I can't really, like, think of anybody that it might be, except there's this girl, Mickey, that he works with. I've always kind of wondered about those two. There's, like, some chemistry there, and they're really good friends. I don't know. Maybe her, but that's really the only one I can think of.
That's the one you think he would risk it to get the biscuit? You think?
Or the work obligations he's referring to?
Guys,
I hope not.
Or maybe they're just friends. Like, there could also be that.
If we do the staycation setup with your boyfriend and he is cheating on you, whether it's Mickey or anybody else, is it over? Or do you want to try to work it out? Because we do have some counselors on standby.
No, it's totally over. I'm already lenient enough to each his own with all the things. But no, if you're cheating on me, just get out of here.
There you go, honey.
Do you have any pets together?
Oh, God.
No, not yet. We've talked about, like, maybe moving in together later, so.
Okay. Wondering who gets
no,
the pet.
There's no pets.
See what happened to Ariana, right?
Joey.
What?
Stop.
Remember that? Okay. All right. So what we're going to do, we're going to call Tyler up, offer him a free romantic staycation, and ask him one simple question.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Hopefully he says your name, Ashley. If not, at that point, he has some explaining to do, and the show is yours at that point, okay?
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay.
Does he have a best friend or family member that we can say that entered him in the contest to win the free staycation? It'll make it a lot more believable.
His closest and best friend is John.
John? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but John. Well, calling Tyler up next. It's a staycation setup with your morning mess. We're back with the staycation setup. We spoke to Ashley moments ago about her concerns with her boyfriend maybe cheating on her because he is quick to close that laptop when she enters the room.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ashley, I think Anish hit it on the nail. It could be that he's just on some sites he doesn't want you to see. Maybe he's embarrassed about.
Yeah, I would be relieved to find out that it's just or something that he doesn't want me to see.
True, that would be the best scenario.
Not that I would ever do that myself, but right.
Do your own.
Oh!
That would be a thing. You know, with a relationship, like, why is there a site? I'm right here. Here's your site.
There's that too, but...
Right?
It would be cheating then, so that's a bright side.
So let's call him up. We're going to offer him a free romantic hotel stay, see who he wants to put on the reservation. Only answer we're looking for is Ashley. But you do suspect someone he works with named Mickey, you said?
Yeah, if I had to suspect anybody, it would probably be that one just because they're such good friends,
right?
Being male and female, and they work together,
right?
And things are always coming up, and it's just she's super pretty. I don't know. Maybe I'm just nervous about it.
You think he would Elvis that pelvis, though?
I think he might. He's a man.
He's a man.
We don't need to put that energy out there. We still don't know for sure.
I'll do one for the money. I'll do one for the show.
Let's get you to shut up, please. All right, here we go. Let's go.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Tyler?
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, Tyler. My name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel, and I'm calling with some good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend stay here. So what that means is...
I'm sure. Listen, I'm not interested in subscribing to anything. Take me off whatever list you guys have.
Actually, you have someone close to you by the name of John submitted you in for a free weekend stay as part of a giveaway, and you're the grand prize winner. So I wouldn't want you to miss out on that, especially for John's sake, because he entered you in.
Okay, so this is like a real thing?
It's a free weekend stay in our penthouse suite. We're putting you in with our honeymoon package as well. And it's just a really good weekend stay, especially if you have someone special in your life and you want to maybe show them how special they are to you.
Okay.
Now, as far as the reservation goes, I just have a couple questions. My first question for you is, we leave a personalized note for your guest. Now, this is something that I could put maybe a generic message in there, or because this is a romantic weekend stay, we could add something personal.
I guess just keep it simple. I'm sorry, baby, for spending so much time at work lately. I'm sure you'll understand why. Very soon, I love you. And then, and that's to Ashley.
To Ashley?
Mm-hmm.
Babe, hi, it's me.
Huh?
Hey, Tyler.
Yeah.
So... really quick, let's explain what's going on. You're actually live on the radio. We're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5, and Ashley's on the line right now, and I think, Ashley, you have to explain yourself.
I know. It seems a little crazy. I'm so sorry. I just freaked out a little, I think, over the whole, laptop incident, and so I brought you on the Morning Mess.
Are you serious? Still with the you're ridiculous. What? So there's no hotel, or,
She thinks that you were trying to Elvis that pelvis with a girl named Mickey. Who's Mickey?
Oh, that's my best girlfriend. Oh, my God. I told you I don't...
It's not what Ashley said. Ashley totally thought that you guys were...
Okay, can we not pour salt on the wound here? Let's let them work...
Redskin for the biscuit!
No! Okay,
a couple of questions that Ashley also had. All these extra work obligations.
You know, maybe I was trying to take our relationship to the next level. Ever wonder why a man might need extra money?
I'm so sorry. Please don't be upset.
You're so sorry. I got to deal with this all the time. If I work too much, I was looking for rings on the laptop. That's why I was being suspicious. Surprise, babe. Surprise.
You were looking for a ring? You were looking for a ring?
A radio station?
Damn.
And ambush me?
You big man.
On radio?
It just seems so weird, and I'm sorry.
I can't even put together words right now.
I don't
Neither,
even know
we're
what
all
to say.
Speechless.
Now, you have every right to be upset, but listen, man. We have counseling services for people that cheat. Obviously, you're not cheating. Obviously, she loves you. Obviously, you love her. It's a mistake. Women do things like this.
You know what? This is just not cool.
Let's go ahead and get you guys hooked up with some counseling services. It's something that everybody should do, especially if you're considering marriage.
We're going to work it out, and if we're going to be together forever anyway, then we need to know that we can work through things and trust. So I'm down to do the counseling if you are.
See? And then you can get married and everything can be okay unless we lost time.
I don't even want anything to do with you right now. Goodbye.
Okay, well, hello.
Bye.
He's probably calling Mickey right now. He's like, I might
no,
as well.
No, he's not calling
me.
Well, I'm thinking, right, Ashley?
Yeah.
What a jerk. He hung up on us.
He's pissed.
Yeah, girl. I would do whatever I can, because if there was a man that was actually saving up money and looking for a ring to buy me, and the ring that goes on my finger, I would absolutely go out of my way to apologize.
You got
to
give him the pepper grinder.
The what?
Joey.
Okay, learn how to do the pepper grinder. That'll keep your man happy. I'll tell you that much.
Ew. Oh, God. Now I know what this is. That's so... Because I was just going to ask, I prefer salt over pepper. Okay.
Oh, my God. Let it all go, please. Ashley, go fix your relationship.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.